Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and Happy New Year. I'm Lisa McNeely and welcome to Women Lead Radio. I'm your host on Spotlight on Recruiting, and today we have a dedicated dude on the show to focus on getting attention and attracting the right candidate. Women Lead Radio is brought to you by the Association of Connected Women of Influence, but we also embrace men to our passion and purpose, which is women advancement. Our leading man is Kim McNeely. Hello, Kim.
Hi, Lisa. Great to be here.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Kim is the Chief Marketing Officer of Ascent Funding and founder of CMO Mojo. Kim, you are also a member of Connected Women of Influence and have been for over a year now, which I think is really cool. So before we get on the topic of marketing and advertising for recruitment, would you mind sharing what the reason was that you wanted to be part of Connected Women of Influence?
Sure. I mean, first and foremost, it's just a great group of leaders to be associated with and to learn from. But I think as I thought through this and at membership time, it was really about trying to embrace more diversity of thought in everything we do, which I think is important for sustainable, scalable businesses. The second is I get jazzed about leadership development, and obviously the focus on women advancement leads right into that. And then finally, the third is I grow as a leader as I'm able to interact with more diverse thought, more diverse people, including from a gender perspective, and across different industries. So it's a great opportunity just to grow professionally.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for being a member of Connected Women of Influence. I think everything you said is spot on, and I applaud you for doing what you're doing. So today, Spotlight on Recruiting, our focus is on getting attention and attracting the right candidate. Kim, I asked you on the show, based on your 20-plus years of experience in hiring great talent for small startups, as well as Fortune 500 companies, including General Mills and Intuit. I know you just finished hiring 4 college marketing interns, so congratulations. So maybe you could start with that and just tell us, you know, how did you get started?
Thanks. Yeah, we're super excited to have the interns join us this month. Overall, the way how we approached it, we really approached it, I guess, for a lack of better experience. I'm a marketer by background, so I treated it like a marketing campaign. And we started with kind of a creative brief, basically, of what's the job advertisement. I know there's lots of different terms out there from a job description and a job posting. And we treat it kind of as an advertisement, but it was really who's the target audience that we're going after. What message do we want to convey that resonates with the potential candidates? And then what action do we specifically want them to take? And so we started with that and we said, okay, well, first, what are the skill sets that we want them, that they need to have overall, whether it's this internship or anything else? And we, like most jobs, we created this long laundry list of all the amazing things and experiences we want this person to have. And it was way too many things and it was impossible that one person would ever have it. So we had to pull that apart to say, okay, what are really, really the minimum pieces that they need? And then what are all the nice-to-haves, the preferences, the things that might break out a really fantastic candidate overall? So in those minimums, obviously, from an internship perspective, it was they need to be a college junior or senior. They need to have an interest in some marketing-related field. Overall, and then there's just a few. And then the nice-to-haves were, you know, certain engagement in extracurricular activities, or had they been in a certain type of industry, had they, you know, developed content. What was interesting is just kind of pulling those two apart, which was essential, because we didn't want to have too many minimum requirements, because we might find somebody that's like, oh, they literally could be great, but they don't meet our minimum requirement. Was it really a minimum requirement? And now we're jeopardizing the whole sanctity of the process overall. So that was the first part. The second part was, okay, now we know these minimum requirements. We said, well, people need to know who we are overall. Like, why join us? Because they're not joining us because it's an internship, so they're not making millions of dollars. I wish our internships were that great, but they're not. They're pretty good, though. But we wanted to share the values of the organization. And we said, well, so if it resonates with people so they can see that it's a culture they could fit in. So it's, we wanted to share that we're about integrity and trust. We're about commitment, collaborating with each other. And we have this healthy dissatisfaction with the status quo. So we're always trying to drive innovation. So hopefully people will be able to see, is that an organization I want to be a part of or not? And they can self-screen out a little bit with it as well. And then finally, we wanted them to envision what the role was like. So, you know, in this role, you will do these things. You will create content that talks to other students. You will interview and discuss and capture insights from students and get their perspectives on things. You will have a voice at the table for the direction of what we should do in the business. So we wanted it to be about, you know, about them. So they understand what, you know, what a day could be like, you know, in this role. Again, trying to help screen people too. Like, yeah, I love that. That jazzes me versus, oh my gosh, please don't have me do something like that. This is not the role for me overall. And then we kind of try to overlay that with, you know, make it delightful, make it surprising, make it engaging, you know, overall. It's kind of like, I don't know. You see a lot of job postings out there and they're really just kind of drab and boring. If you read it, you're like, well, I'm assuming that when I go to work, it's really drab and boring. And it's kind of like dating. We want to get that first date. We want to put our best presence out. No, we don't want to falsely advertise, but we want to make it put our best impression forward. That's kind of how we get started.
That's amazing. I think that's amazing. And it's funny that you say, you know, it's a lot like dating because in the recruiting world, myself and many of my colleagues, that's exactly how we describe it, that it's like dating. So I think that, you know, someone said, hey, your job advertisement is kind of your glamour shot. And you want whoever you're looking for to really know who you are. And I love the fact that, you know, you had kind of talked about that, you know, you will, you know, be doing XYZ or working on XYZ instead of, you know, the ideal candidate will be responsible for XYZ. So you're really putting the candidate or that, you know, job seeker, they can see themselves in the role. And that's what they're, you know, when they're looking at it, they can say, hey, this culture fits with what I'm looking for. The job fits with what I'm looking for. Their vision is what I want to be. And so I think that's amazing. So now that you have your job advertising or, you know, finished, what do you do with it next?
Yeah. So the interesting thing, just, you know, and that is, again, it's, again, the marketer in me wants to do some big media buy and, you know what, obviously if we have a huge budget, how could we, I don't know, put an ad on the Super Bowl or something, but that's probably outside of our, that's definitely outside of our budget, probably outside of most people's budget. And it actually may give us too many candidates that actually aren't really qualified because we're really not targeting folks overall. So
right.
We kind of took a step back to say, okay, well, really, really, who are we targeting? We're targeting these college students. So how do we, you know, what are the best ways to effectively get that group? And we kind of started at home first. So we decided that we're going to reach out through our employee base, and we have an employee referral program. And we asked, let all of our employees know that here's the role that we have, and here's what we're trying to accomplish in the posting. And we asked them to reach out to their networks, their friends, their family members, overall, to say, does anyone know anybody, or is anybody in that group that could potentially be an intern? Or we do it for other roles as well, which is really great because I trust our employees. They're going to naturally screen people that says, oh, I could work with this person or not. They actually would fit within the culture. Two, if it moves forward, they're automatically a great mentor or buddy for someone to come on board and to help make sure that they are successful. And they want that. The referrer wants the new candidate to be successful because it's part of their reputation as well. It's like, hey, I brought this person on. You know, I want to be known for bringing great talent to the organization. So we kind of started there. And we offer a small incentive bonus as well, to try to help incent people to share this out. So that's kind of where we initially started.
No, I think it's great that you use employee referrals. I think that's something that a lot of times is overlooked. And you're right. I mean, people want to work with people they know and they like. And I think if you do find someone who comes from an employee referral, they also have automatically a mentor or someone that they can engage with in the organization. And I know, you know, for the companies that I've worked for, one of them in particular, when we would do post like a hot job, you know, something that was either hard to fill or, you know, it was a lot of positions that needed to, you know, be filled, we would put placards in the cafeteria listing all of the positions and, you know, how, you know, we would love to have the employees refer them. We offered a cash bonus as well. However, I think, you know, for many, that can be a deterrent as far as an organization is, oh gosh, we just don't have the money to support, you know, paying out a cash bonus every time. But there are some things that they can do, like smaller awards, company swag, you know, gift cards to nearby eateries or coffee shops. I think that, you know, there is a great tool to use.
I love that
Jim,
that part of really engaging with employees and finding out from your employees, you know, what resonates for them overall, because it could be unique to each culture. I mean, we're striving to do it, but like conversations like this are helpful for me too, because I'm like, oh, that's a great, that's new best practice that we might want to try, because we can literally post our job postings on the fridge in our, you know, kitchens that we have here. So when everybody's, you know, going to get a snack, they can see, oh, hey, there's this role overall. So really like that.
Right.
There was
a
couple other things we were doing. We also it's kind of a no-brainer, but I mean, for me, actually, I missed it initially, but it was put the job on our company website. So we thought, well, we're telling people, but when we tell them, they're like, well, where do they go to find out more information? Because people don't naturally just kind of keep the job posted in their back pocket and hand it out to people. So we posted it on our website. And then once we filled the roles, we were like, oh, do we just take down this landing page that we have for jobs? And our team was like, well, no, let's keep up the information about our values and let's put it there. If someone is interested, and, you know, we're always looking for talent across different things. They can email us. So if they're proactively looking to join us, we'd be remiss if we didn't at least accept, you know, their outreach, and potentially there is a role or something in the future. We've got this database of folks that could be interested in future candidates overall. So we've actually kept that up on our career website so far.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I think that that's perfect, because there's a lot of, you know, in my consulting business that I have, when I have some of my clients, you know, the first question I ask is, you know, where is your job advertised? Is it at least on your website? Because as people talk and as job seekers do research, more than likely the first place they're going to go is to your website. And it would be nice if that job advertisement or job posting is there, so they can see, you know, for themselves, like, this is what we're looking for, you know, and including, you know, directions on how to apply. I think that's amazing. So Kim, you know, did you, beyond, you know, your career website and beyond employer referrals, how did you use social media, including, you know, what platform to use?
Sure. You know, on social media, so we're trying to be much more active in our marketing campaigns, just in general, the outside of the recruiting side, using social media, especially for students, but across all industries, people are much more active on social media for various reasons. And so we initially thought, well, we'll potentially share this on, you know, our Instagram and our Facebook site, and potentially, you know, putting ads out for the internship. But we're a local San Diego-based company, and we do obviously serve people nationwide. So we thought, well, putting it on our company's social media might actually not be as efficient overall. Now, if we had offices in multiple places in the country, it definitely could make sense. So we decided instead of posting it on our social media as a company, we actually asked all of our team members to reach out to their professional networks, their personal social media, so their Instagram, their LinkedIn, their Facebook, to share the roles within their networks, which again kind of builds out on the employee piece to it, but it does leverage the social media viral piece to it. And that helped because we were able to target people, again, more centralized locally here in the San Diego area, which is, again, I think we can always get better at leveraging our social media. I think it's something we naturally think of for driving the business, but we tend to forget sometimes about using it for recruiting great talent into our company.
No, I think that the way you used it is spot on, because, you know, I think if you were just a local organization and you're looking for, you know, college students, you know, my natural inclination would say, okay, where are the college students? What platforms are they using? So that would be like an Instagram or a Snapchat or, you know, a Twitter or something like that. But I think you were right. You know, if you're a nationwide, probably not the way to go because you would be overwhelmed with response. So I think, you know, that was pretty smart. I love the idea that you went to, you know, local groups. I think that, you know, if you can identify, you know, where your target hangs out, both, you know, literally and online, I think, you know, that's amazing.
You were saying that. I just forgot about So we do have a student advisory board, so it's a different role, but we try to have this, I think of it as an inner circle of student representatives across the country. And so to try to reinvigorate that, you know, we have reached out via social media, so our corporate accounts, like you initially had teed up, to drive that, because we're looking for students all over the country. So we did get really good response from using our Instagram. We actually even used a scholarship entry process to say if you were going to be part of a board, you know, how would you apply? What would, you know, how would you present yourself, asking them to kind of go through an application process? And that was great because we were able to get good insights overall. We were also able to use social media to get those insights, but also to have the students apply and help co-develop with that application process will be based on their feedback.
Oh, that's really cool. I guess for this advisory board, I know it's a little off topic, but can you kind of share a little bit about what that is? Because I'm intrigued.
Sure. Yeah. So what we're trying to do is connect with our audience. So as a marketer, again, we're always trying to understand who our customer base is, and for us college students is our customer base. So, you know, we think we're a lot of really smart people inside the building, but none of us are the actual core target. We were all the core target years and years ago. So to make sure that we're still in touch with who we're solving for, we're trying to build a dialogue with representatives, college students across the country, in different schools, in different majors, in different years of their education, so that we can get their feedback on, hey, we're going to send this information out, or we're going to partner with this new agency that could provide this service, or we're trying to change what our product benefits are and what are your thoughts on it, treating them like a pilot test of everything that we do so that when we go broadly, we already know that, hey, this should resonate with students versus being somewhat blind or thinking we know better than our actual customers.
That's really cool. Really cool. And I think, you know, as, you know, we're just kind of going back to like your job advertisement and creating of that, you know, I'm sure you didn't do your advisory board with the help on that. However, it probably, I'm going to assume it was a collaborative approach. I know that, you know, you have your marketers and some young marketers in your team. So overall, I think, you know, just that you do everything with a marketing mindset. And that's kind of one of the reasons that I loved having you on the show to help with this particular topic. So amazing.
Thanks.
Guess, you know, my next question for you is, you know, if you, cause not everybody is, you know, our listeners aren't going after, you know, students. So can you kind of think like, you know, example, if they're hiring a salesperson for any industry, what would you recommend?
Sure. So I think overall is that the other area that we look at is we're trying to touch on connectors. So we're going after the target market. So I'll talk about the sales, but I'll share the story we went after because I think it's could be applicable. So on the for the connectors for us, we were like, well, we're going after college students, so we should probably go to our local colleges and, you know, San Diego State, UC San Diego, Point Loma Nazarene, University of San Diego, and see if we can get them posted on their career services websites. We have this great internship where you post it on their sites, which they're typically happy to do, which is great because it targets the, you know, get to the school. But then we thought, how could we even go a little bit narrower from a connector standpoint? So we started reaching out to marketing professors at those schools and let them know that we're looking for an internship. This is what it is. This is what we, you know, the type of person we think would be successful. This is the type of work they're going to do. And it was great because the marketing professors sent it out to the students they thought would be great at an internship. They knew who had internships, who didn't have internships, who had the right skill sets or the right mindset, or you know, even logistically, who could get downtown to do this. And so it was a great way for us to open the door and make those connections. From a kind of laddering that to from a sales perspective, if you're going after a salesperson, I think, well, salespeople, they're all about networking. They're hunters. They're out there trying to, you know, really engage and drive business growth through relationships. So from that perspective, it would be, okay, where are they going to be? And they're going to be, I don't know, roughly three kind of spaces, I would say. One would be they're going to be in organizations that promote networking. So think of, you know, the San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce, or they're going to be at the North San Diego Business Chamber, or they're going to be in organizations like Corporate Alliance, where they're actively reaching out to make other connections to drive business growth. The other one they might be at is at conferences. So they're at conferences either as a speaker, or they might be actually, because it's part of an association, they might be one of the planners for it. So reaching out to the conference planners and or the speakers to see what connections they have. And it's interesting, one little cheat that I've done in the past was I'll go to a conference that I know this is that my target market is. So I've done it for digital marketing roles. Go to a digital marketing conference. The speaker will say at the end of the session, does anybody have any questions? I automatically raise my hand, say yes. I stand up. I say, this is, you know, my name. This is the company I'm at. I am hiring. This is the role I'm hiring for. And then my question is this. So everybody in the room knows that I'm hiring and I'm hiring for this role. And I wear this big badge that says I'm hiring. So I'm in this mecca of a conference where everybody's, you know, really smart and they're skilled in this area. And I find connections that way. Maybe not the exact hire, but I'll find somebody that connects me to someone else. And then finally, the third one would be, you know, for salespeople, there's certain training they have to have, sales training. So it could be reaching out to a sales training organization like Sandler Sales Training. I know they work locally. And reaching out to the instructors to say, okay, who we're looking for somebody in this role. Could you help make a connection for us? Because they're so in touch with you know, the students that they've actually advanced their skill sets. And then the great thing is you know that these people have had professional training as well. So, I mean, that's kind of how you try to find those connectors, which I think can help drive more effective recruiting.
No, I think that's amazing. And I love what you do at the conference. I think that's awesome. And, you know, having, especially, you know, everybody has their little name badge and, you know, having something that says I'm hiring. I mean, not only is it effective for recruiting, but it probably makes it easier just for networking in general, because it makes you approachable and someone can come up to you and have a topic to talk to you about.
Totally. Yeah. You just have to be comfortable putting yourself out there and a little bit of embarrassment. And hopefully they let you keep coming back into the conference because they know that you're going to keep doing that. But it's fun.
Yeah, no, I think, and I guess, you know, have you made a hire from that?
In the past, I have. It was a digital marketing conference. It was actually an affiliate marketing conference and just had this gigantic badge and people would come up to me in between and we found a number of candidates and we actually got a hire out of that process.
Amazing.
And the great thing is we didn't have to, I mean, it was just, we paid for going to the conference. And on top of it, now everybody knows about our company as well. So it was even advertisement for the company in addition to obviously, you know, helping to drive recruiting.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. Hey, are you a marketer?
Just live and breathe it. Love it.
Yeah. Very good. So I guess, you know, going back to your internship. So for how long did it take you from, you know, the creation of your job advertisement to the actual offer going out?
Well, it's not a fast process, I would say. I think, you know, it takes, if you're really focused on the job, that job advertisement piece, it probably takes a week to get that nailed in. It's not something you just want to, you know, willy-nilly just throw out because you want it to really resonate. So it took about a week really trying to collaborate with folks internally overall. And then probably a couple of weeks to reach out to like these connectors, these professors, because they may have classes just once a week. So it took a couple of weeks to start getting that pipeline built out after we reached to them. Probably about 2 weeks to get interviews scheduled, again, working around people's schedules, including obviously the students. And then it took us about a week to make a decision as well. So again, not a fast process, but something is, we definitely found that if we keep moving it forward, if we don't, that could actually go much, much longer.
Right. No, that's great. So probably in total, it's about a month, it sounds like.
Yeah,
that
about a month at a minimum, I think, is what, you know, our best case has been.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's great. And I love the fact that, you know, you put a lot of effort in the beginning because I think that actually saves you time in the end. It's almost time so that we need to wrap up, but, you know, can you just provide us, you know, with like three things our listeners who are hiring could do to set them up for better success? Maybe one.
Sure. So I would say if I was picking three, it would be okay, first get that job advertisement just locked in internally. So go to them, you know, leverage the marketing team, whether you're in marketing or not, but leverage them because they most likely have someone who's a copywriter. They have people that drive content overall and that are going after a certain audience. So give them the challenge to come up with this job advertisement that has some personality that can really engage people. Obviously leverage HR, whether you have an internal HR or this, you know, a third party outside source, but just make sure you've covered all the legal and compliance basics overall. And then finally, I'd actually recommend having the interviewers review the job posting as well to give feedback, but also helps make sure they're aligned when they're interviewing candidates that they're actually interviewing for the same things you're looking for as well. So there's not this misalignment. I would say, that, you know, again, focus on those two things. Getting it right up front will help the downstream process so much more.
Great. That's awesome. Thank you. And so concise and quick. So that's our show for today. I want to thank you, Kim, for being our leading man and all of the tips and insights that you were able to share. Special thanks to our listeners, both U.S. in the U.S. and internationally. We'll be back again for another Women Lead Radio Show Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific. The next Spotlight on Recruiting episode will be Monday, March 16th at 9 a.m. Until then, I want to wish everyone a happy new year and cheers to your recruiting success.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.